You are tuned to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. Flicks at 48 is up next with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Good to have you back, Casey.
I'm back.
And what did you review for us this week?
I watched the independent film Blow the Man Down. Although this film was released on March 20th this year, I knew I had to review it for UPR after watching it recently on Amazon Prime. One half crime procedural and one half Shakespearean tragedy, Blow the Man Down tells a contemporary noir-inspired story of two 20-something sisters who cover up a murder in a small coastal town of Maine. But their cover-up leads them into unexpected secrets, money, and danger. Blow the Man Down remains entertaining from beginning to end, because it doesn't try too hard to entertain everyone. Directed and written by newcomers Bridget Savage Cole and Danielle Curdy, their screenplay is so cool, easy, and consistent. The film manages to be beautifully tense in one scene and subtly humorous in the next. Everyone who watches this will stay hooked like a hopeless fish.
Well, Casey, you definitely like this one.
It was so much fun, yes.
And are there any other movies that are out this week that are available online or in theaters that you want to mention?
There are two new releases that will be playing in select movie theaters throughout Utah, Made in Italy with Liam Neeson and Waiting for the Barbarians with Johnny Depp.
Thank you, Casey, and we'll talk to you more about movies next week.
I'll be waiting.
In the back of the mortgage, fucking, I have a question.